Monday, April 19th. This is the reading from Divine Mercy in My Soul, the Diary of St. Faustina. And in her Notebook 6, Diary Entry 1731, St. Faustina writes, "Today I was awakened by a great storm. The wind was raging, and it was raining in torrents, thunderbolts striking again and again. I began to pray that the storm would do no harm when I heard these words," and this is a quote from Jesus, quote, "Say the chaplet I have taught you, and the storm will cease," unquote. St. Faustina continues, "I began immediately to say the chaplet, and hadn't even finished it when the storm suddenly ceased, and I heard the words," and this is a quote from Jesus again, "Through the chaplet you will obtain everything, if what you ask for is compatible with my will," unquote. Before we pray, I think this is important to remember whenever we talk to God and whenever we ask Him for things, and in particular with the chaplet of Divine Mercy, because Jesus also promised one other time or a couple other times in the diary, He told St. Faustina that at the 3 o'clock great hour, the time of His death, if we say a chaplet or if we go into the church and before adoration, and or if we just wherever we are say the 3 o'clock prayer to Divine Mercy like we do, whatever we ask for in that hour, God will provide for us. I think it's important to remember that what God says about that is contained in this last quote. "Through the chaplet you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will." What we have to ask for is what God wants for us in our lives, not what we want for ourselves in our lives. So we can't necessarily pray at 3 o'clock for a new Mercedes. We can ask, but we shouldn't be expecting to get that unless that's what God's will is for us. So just something to keep in mind. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Most merciful Lord Jesus, we thank you for providing us the chaplet of Divine Mercy and teaching it to St. Faustina, who taught it to us. We have a variety of needs in our life, Lord, and we want those needs to be compatible with your will. Your promises to provide for us are countless, and we look forward to what you provide for us on a daily basis. Jesus, I trust in you. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.